One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, and welcome to the Instant Match Reaction. Liverpool beaten Huddersfield by 1-0. I've probably spoken about this game for around about 25 minutes already.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon so. Between a player ratings, match reaction, and the Twitter reactions.
Well, it's good that there was loads of goals, loads of action to talk through.
There you go. That's what we're here for. Yeah. I'm joined, obviously, by Tom Dutton today. Paul on his way back from Huddersfield at the moment. But sort of more of our hot takes this video, isn't it, Tom? And, you know, were you surprised by the starting 11, first and foremost?
I was surprised by it, but with the injuries we've got, we needed to do something. There was going to have to be people coming in that you didn't expect. Lallana was the big one for me. Honestly, I was happy to see him play. We need to start getting these players back in just to fill the gaps. Like, these games, he's come in, all right, he's not going to be as the very best he's ever going to be, but he put himself about. Thought he was probably a bit sloppy for the first, like, few minutes of the game. Once he started getting his foot on the ball, getting a bit of freedom, allowing him to drift into the middle, I thought we were really good. I just want to see Trent start again. And I like Gomez at right back because he's a great defender. But I just like that partnership of Van Dijk and Gomez too much. They were the two things for me where I was like,
I must admit, like, I was giving it a lot of bravado on, like, the build-up shows about how we should make changes in this game because I think we'll make changes and we can still win comfortably. Now, it's funny because in one sense have been proven right in that Liverpool did win the game, did get the 3 points. That's what's most important. And we got minutes into those players, like you've just mentioned, the likes of Lallana, Fabinho gets a few minutes as well. Sturridge starts a game. Shaqiri gets a game as well. And you get Lovren back into the side. But why I'm wrong is that we made hard work of it, didn't we?
Really, really hard work. And look, Huddersfield aren't very good. They weren't very good today. I know we weren't, but they were. Some of the passing that they were playing and just
balls just going out of play for no reason.
And you've got to be beating them teams by more, and we had the opportunities to. And that's why I'm not too disheartened, because, look, we had the opportunities to, and it was just, like, the final pass. We were in the right areas. We were doing the right things. Just one little link of that chain was a bit off.
Like, and it was the final link, wasn't it? Yeah. Quite often you think, you know, when Firmino, comes on, we go to that 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
Interesting to see Firmino in the 10, actually, wasn't it?
It was, but again, that's where he's really effective. Obviously, not so much today, but again, he was in the right areas. For the right pass to Shaqiri, we could have another goal. That his shot, where he balloons it over the top, could have been another goal. So he's a threat in that area. It's something that I'm excited to see going forward, especially if you can just go Daniel Sturridge. There you go.
Do you think that was by design, or do you think that was a consequence of, you know, Adam Lallana's legs falling off second half and Jordan Henderson? In fact, a little bit of a news update on Jordan Henderson. He's going for a scan tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
They don't think it's too serious, but it's a precautionary measure. They're going to take him and see what it is. But it was a tight hamstring, I think, wasn't it? Now, I remember back to last season, maybe it was the season before, that German doctor, sports scientist, talking about Liverpool's injuries and all that type of stuff. And you think about it, Milner's coming off a hamstring. A thigh injury was Lallana's was a thigh injury prior to this.
Salah had a little niggle.
Mane's obviously got a thumb injury, so that probably doesn't count. Van Dijk's was a rib injury, so that doesn't count. But there are a few of these hamstring strains and stuff now, and is that a little bit of a concern for you? I know we've had a busy part of the season.
it is a concern because I don't want to see any of them getting injured. I think
it's where you lean on your squad, isn't it?
It is, and that's the thing. We have bolstered, so it's fine. We've got Shaqiri in there who came in, I thought was one of the best players, and he's just come in and just gone, no, I know how to be a part of this team, I know how to fit. Maybe a bit defensively, he's a bit lacking at the moment. I thought Gomez was really left stranded there a few times. Obviously, the play got shifted over and he got the kind of left by himself, but the hamstrings, they're just going to happen. They're just a part of the game. And I'd rather us be conditioned to be as fit as possible, like the intensive stuff, because that was a massive feature of Liverpool, is being one of the fittest teams. We just keep going and going and going. So you've got to risk it to get that
level.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if getting back onto the game then, I think, towards the end of the game, it got a little bit nervous, didn't it, Huddersfield? Yeah. It was Meunier who hit the ball over the bar. Like, that opportunity, you're thinking to yourself, shit.
Yeah.
They're going to score, and it's only but for a fucking pathetic finish by him that we're not level.
Again, it just shows how much we should have beaten Huddersfield by. Any other player just sticks that in. Sai said, I've seen that goal get scored against us so many times, and he's right. Just one little... I wouldn't say, maybe it is lax, but Van Dijk misses it. Lovren has to get something on it, and he does. And then it drops in the edge of the, literally 6-yard box. That should go into the net, and luckily for us, we get away with it. But it shouldn't have got to that. We should have put the game to bed a long, long time before that.
I must admit, I was really surprised with the way that... No, I wasn't really surprised with the way that Huddersfield played. I know that they're a team that like to just go at the opposition, mm-hmm. whether they're at home or away from home. They've got a style of play that suits them. They pressed us particularly high up the pitch. That did surprise me. You know, going in and pressing the likes of Alisson, that surprised me. I thought they pressed the centre halves, but, you know, taking that one step further. One of the things that surprised me is how Liverpool reacted to that more than anything. And, you know, second half, we were playing very much as a counter-attacking side. And yeah. I wonder whether, listen, we're top of the table with Manchester City at the moment, but an inability that we've shown, I feel, an inability to control the game there. Now,
yeah.
Manchester City would have. They take the ball off the other side and they pass them to death.
Yeah.
But Liverpool just seemed to be happy to concede possession, bring Huddersfield out and try and counter them. And I wonder whether that's a good way of going about winning a league title.
I mean, in certain situations, look, Huddersfield, we're away at Huddersfield, you know what I mean? If we're at Anfield, I expect us to take the ball off them and we have it the whole time. But look, you go into a ground where the crowd were up.
And those are as well.
Exactly. And so that's a fact then. Look, I want us to control the game, but we've got another clean sheet. We've away from home, you know what I mean? And there's a reason why, because we've just gone, let's be really cautious here. Let's just sit in, and then I trust us to score on the break, but it's just not clicking. We could have scored so many times on the break there, and we would have looked at it and gone, oh, 4-0.
Okay, back to the point, the question that I asked you and then didn't let you answer. Do you think it was by design that we went to a 4-2-3-1 with Firmino in the 10? Do you think we'll see that again soon? Or do you feel it was a consequence of those injuries?
It's a strange one, isn't it? I feel like it is a consequence in a bit, but then it's something that we know we can do. It's something that Klopp like has done in the past. It's something that I think we have the players there to be able to do. And sometimes just getting an extra attacker on the pitch, it makes them breaks maybe a bit easier. Obviously, your defence might have to work a bit harder, but I don't... Say at the end of the game, would you go, right, let's get this fourth attacker on just in case of a break? And then, especially Firmino's pressing there, you could see the front players tired. And so that's why I think maybe.
Yeah, I think, I must admit, there was a conversation about whether Firmino would go over on the left-hand side. I think we all thought, watching the game, me and Si all thought Firmino would go onto the left-hand mm-hmm. side. And it might be someone like a Sturridge that was taken off. Firmino then comes in, Shaqiri shifted again to the left-hand side.
Yeah.
And Firmino's in the centre. And I wonder whether it was because Firmino was just that little bit fresher in an area of the pitch where Shaqiri might have tired, and it might have shown you can almost hide those front players a little bit more than that 10 when you've got to drop so deep to help recover possession.
Yeah, I mean, what game was it where we did play the 4-2-3-1? It was the end. Was it this season?
Yeah, we started against Southampton.
So that's the thing is, maybe it's just teams where we just go, look, let's just go at them here. We've identified the weakness. This is a play in our playbook that we can use. Here's the players, and then, oh, we'll take Shaqiri off if we want to stabilise it up, and we're back to the normal 4-3-3. Everyone knows the roles and it's all perfect. And maybe that'll just be something that Klopp will go, right, this is something we can exploit on their team. This is the formation for it. As we've got options coming off the bench. We may as well not stifle them and change the formation.
What about Mo Salah? What did you think of his performance today?
It's a weird one. He's still a threat. He's still a brilliant player. He's still making really good runs, still linking up play quite well. Some of the passing was awful, but it doesn't matter. He scored a goal. We talk about Daniel Sturridge all the time, saying, what else did you do except score the goal? He won us the game. So you've got to kind of give him the recognition there. That's some finish, that.
Some goal. Yeah, just the ball by Gomez to start it off.
Yeah.
I mean, he splits two players. He finds Shaqiri. Nice. Very clever little run by Shaqiri to pick up that space. It's not like he bursts in, but he just creates a little bit of a space that, and it almost tempts Joe into like playing the ball in. But the ball's got to be good. It's got to be hit hard, and he's got to trust Shaqiri to be able to control it. Couple of little touches, and the ball by Shaqiri. Man, we watched it back, and we were like, "Oh, so much better watching it back the third or fourth time."
And the run by Salah is like, you sit there and you're like, how does he get that little yard of space? And you think the highest level of football, that's what it is. It's these little half yards. And because these defenders are good quality defenders. Even though it's Huddersfield, you'd be like, they're good quality defenders. They'd stop me and you every single time out of 100. Like, no chance we're getting past them. So to create that little yard of space, which is the go tight to him and then run round, and the defender has no chance. The ball's perfect, the run's perfect, the finish is perfect. And that's what we can do. And it's just so insanely frustrating that that final ball isn't as good every time.
That's it, isn't it? I mean, you think back to the end of the game, and you know, when we were countering them, we were looking for those balls. Firmino's got the ball in the centre. He plays the ball into Mo Salah instead of Shaqiri on the left-hand side. When Liverpool are playing well, 1, 2, 3 passes is all it takes for us to cut a team apart. Yeah. We saw that first half with Gomez, Shaqiri, Salah, ball back in the net. Second half, it just wasn't quite there. And it hasn't quite been there on the counter-attack for a few weeks now.
It's true, but again, we're going through the motions. We're still doing it. The players are still there. It's not like, oh, we've got a chance to break, but we've got no one there. I'd be more worried if that was the case. And for some reason, we had the left winger all the way back. You know what I mean? But we've got the players there. We know exactly when to break, how to break. They were in the perfect positions. All it took was literally the right ball to the left. And the one with Bobby Firmino at the end, exact same thing. Perfect positioning. Picked up the ball. He had all the space in the world. And it was just a tiny bit of composure. And he would have scored. So I'm not too worried. Look, if we didn't score, I'd be annoyed. But again, we're doing the right things. It happened last season. We were creating the chances. We were doing everything right. We just weren't finishing games off, and I'm confident that it'll grow and we'll do better.
Let's talk about a couple of the instances then. I'll start with me on the James Milner penalty shout. I think first and foremost, the ball comes at him from about 5 yards away. Yeah. For me, it comes off his thigh first. I think he moves his arm because he's trying to get his thigh into the area where his hand is, so I think that one bounces into his hand, and I don't think you can call penalty for that. Another one of the instances was maybe the offside shout. They put the ball in the back of the net. It's damn close.
It is. I mean, you were saying about his foot, Van Dijk's foot. I mean, yes, I'm just happy the linesman's flagged it, to be honest, because he could have gone either way on it. Genuinely could have.
Just to explain that to anyone who hasn't watched it with, like, you know, pausing frame by frame like us, I personally think that Van Dijk's foot's sticking out.
Yeah.
I think it's Moyes. I don't know who it is. Apologies. The ball fella. His head, and I think his arm's further back than Van Dijk's. I think if VAR was used, you could
make an argument
for Van Dijk playing him onside there. I think speed of the game, it's given offside, and it's always going to be given offside. Even with VAR, I think it's a really, really tough call to make. But Huddersfield will feel disappointed, especially that Meunier one that we've already talked about towards the end.
They had a few opportunities at the end, didn't they? And that's the thing, is you sat there, and that is the controlling game. We did keep a clean sheet, but barely. And better teams will punish us there. And it's even just getting close to your man. The man's about to cross it. Get close at the very end. There's two players on the left wing.
It's Firmino and like someone else. Yeah. And you're like, why is no one out getting out to these lads? There's two lads there in the left wing position for them and none of our players.
Yeah.
And second phase of play, third phase of play, still no one's picking them up. It's infuriating. Let's bring it all back then before we sign off and have a conversation. Where I think this is where it needs to go. This is what title-winning sides do, Tom. For all the bluster, for all the shite that we've just talked there, we got 3 points,
yeah.
We didn't concede a goal,
yeah.
And we scored a goal away from home. That is title-winning form.
Yeah, and it was scored by the moment of quality. That's what it is. We've got the quality players there as well, which every top team needs. And yeah, Man City are scoring 5, and if it comes down to it and they beat us on goal difference, they deserve the title because... They're free scoring and they're so good at it, but we needed to make sure our defence was better. That's what it needed to be since Klopp's come in, and we're doing that. So as much as the attack's maybe not clicking, even though it kind of sort of is, the movement's clicking, everything else like that's clicking, it's just the quality at the end that isn't there. So it's coming, you know what I mean? I'm more happy that we've got the defence sorted, because that's been such a problem area, and it looks like it could be sorted for a long time as well. So we've got time for the attack to click.
And we've even got options there as well, haven't we? We can horses for courses it with Gomez or Trent Alexander-Arnold. It means we can rest Trent. I think, is he 20 years old now, Trent?
I think he's just turned
20, hasn't he? Still a young lad, still needs to be taken out of the limelight every now and again, especially when he's going away on international duty and stuff like that. Same could be said for Joe Gomez as well, but you've got Dejan Lovren you can lean on in these times. Thought he was superb today alongside Virgil van Dijk. Actually thought Robertson was a little bit disappointing.
Little bit, but again, it's hard because...
He set the bar so high, yeah. Robertson.
And
that's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't expect left backs to get the level of assist that he get, and have such a influence on the attacking game that when he doesn't, you're kind of like, oh shit, he is just a left back. He can't do this every single week. But
exactly,
he does.
And it's if there's a breakdown, because the thing I love most about Robertson and the way Klopp uses him and Milner on that left hand side is say Milner, you drop into the left, Robertson bomb on, because we know his quality up top in terms of his crossing, some of the best I've ever seen on that left-hand side, on the wing. And there was a few times when he got in, you know what I mean? That the ball that Shaqiri plays again, the nice little deft little ball around the corner, and he's in there, and I can't remember, gets blocked by the defender on the pretty much in the six-yard box. It's there, you know what I mean? He's still a threat, but I agree. He was just closed down a bit too often, and I don't think he really reacted too well to that. It was a strange performance from him, but... You're going to have them. It was still decent.
Well, there you go. There's our hot takes for the game. We're going to be back in the studio on Monday. We've got me plus three others lined up for the final word. So we'll watch the game back. We'll look at all the big talking points from the game, and we'll discuss some of the fallout from the game, of course. That'll be Monday. I'll be doing a stats and tactics show as well. I'm not 100% sure what I want to do on the stats and tactics. I think I might take a look at Fabinho's performance, mainly because... The online reaction that I've seen so far on social media is quite different to how I saw him. I personally thought he was a little bit hit and miss, but I've seen a lot of people say that he was absolutely quality. So I'm really going to take a fresh look at Fabinho and see how he was integrated into the side, see whether he plays it in quite the same way as Jordan Henderson. So we'll probably do that on Stats and Tactics. We've got your Man of the Match show, normally a three-man podcast now.
It's going to be a three-man podcast. Basically, we're just going to talk through who we thought was the Man of the Matches. It's going to be sort of a tough one because it's hard when a lot of the teams not really played that well, but we will be there, be me inside doing all that. It's always a good show. We talk in depth about the players, take a look at the other team as well, see who we thought was the best out of them.
And we'll be doing the Around the League show as well, which looks back at all of the Premier League, our rivals' fixtures, to give us a nice view going into the next weekend. And we'll be building up for Red Scott. And now is a great time to subscribe to the website. If you haven't checked out the website for a long time, we relaunched it. It's so slick. It's user-friendly. The interface is great. It's £5 a month. The first month's free. Now's a great time to subscribe. And, of course, you get our back catalogue interview with Lucas Leiva in his house over in Rome, Jürgen Klopp. Paul sat down with him 45 minutes of the boss being boss. And of course, we picked up Bruce Grobbelaar last week, and we've got a few nice little surprises on the way as well. So thanks very much for watching this one. Like the video, subscribe to the Redmen TV, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.